I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Over 300,000 households in Georgia started the day without electricity this morning. Georgia Power says more than 180,000 of its customers were without power, and Georgia EMC reported approximately 160,000 outages, mostly in the Southwest. Ron Shipman is with Georgia Power.
Always treat any down power line as a live power line, so stay away from it. Don't do anything. Don't touch it. Just notify us. And look out for our work crew personnel on the roads. If you can, move over and stay safe out there.
Shipman says estimates on power restoration will become more clear as the company continues to assess damage. Officials in Seminole County, Georgia, say Tropical Storm Michael is responsible for the death of an 11-year-old girl. Taylor Gant has more.
The Seminole County Emergency Management Agency says a tree fell onto a home yesterday, killing the girl. Emergency crews were only able to reach the home after nightfall because of downed power lines, poles, and trees. This is the second death attributed to Hurricane Michael. The first happened in Gadsden County, Florida, when a man was hit by a falling tree on Wednesday. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Intense winds and rains from the storm could negatively impact Georgia's farmers. More from GPB's Stephen Fowler.
Not all of Georgia's crops have been harvested yet, and the severe weather could pose a problem for farmers. Agriculture Commissioner Gary Black says the storm will have a deep impact on the heart of Georgia's ag industry.
80% of our cotton crop is vulnerable, 50% of our peanut crop is vulnerable, and 100% of our nation-leading pecan crop is vulnerable and is at ground zero.
Georgia's agriculture industry contributes more than $70 billion annually to Georgia's economy. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Southwest and Central Georgia are taking stock of the damage the hurricane left in its wake. Emergency managers say crews are out assessing the damage, but they're urging residents to stay off roads and to avoid danger from downed trees and power lines. Bainbridge City Council member Rosalind Palmer says cleanup is going to take a long time.
It's going to be slow and tedious, and everybody's going to have to pitch in and help everybody else, and they will.
In Decatur County, where Bainbridge is located, 97% of Georgia Power customers woke up this morning to a power outage. In Middle Georgia, crews are out assessing the damage from the hurricane as well. Macon Bibb Emergency Management Director Spencer Hawkins spoke to the Macon Telegraph.
If you do get up and start doing your assessments, stay in your local area. What we're telling people is if you can see damage from your front door, call it into us, but don't go out and look for it.
Meanwhile, the Red Cross and other agencies are mobilizing to help Georgians affected by the storm. Some needs go beyond shelter and food. Ashley Henyon with the Red Cross says they have volunteers trained to offer mental health support.
Especially if you can imagine families with children that may have had to go through this. This is scary stuff, you know, possibly watching your neighbor's roof blow off.
Henyon says storms can also take a toll on family members who are worried about their loved ones in its path. Disaster mental health volunteers are available at Red Cross shelters, or people can call the Red Cross 800 number. Residents can also register as safe and well through redcross.org to let others know they're okay. President Trump likely to visit storm-ravaged areas of Florida and Georgia hit by Michael early next week. White House officials say Trump has spoken with Governor Nathan Deal and offered any federal resources necessary. The president declared that an emergency exists in Georgia and ordered federal assistance to supplement state, tribal, and local responses. Governor Deal has declared a state of emergency for 108 counties in the state. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.